DNA ancestry kits promise to unlock the secrets of your heritage, telling you what percentage of your lineage comes from Africa or Western Europe or the Pacific Islands, for example. However, a recent CBC investigation found that when two identical twins in Canada sent their samples to five popular DNA ancestry kits, the results were not what they would have expected. For more now, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to speak with Dr. Mark Gerstein, a professor of biomedical informatics at Yale University, whose lab independently analyzed the twins' results. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. Can we assume, since these two women were identical twins, that their results should be identical?
Yes, I think that's a reasonable assumption. And the results, the underlying data was essentially identical. So we would believe that their ancestry should be identical, yes.
So how do you, or how does companies explain that they had these different results?
Well, you know, we looked at the underlying data, and it was remarkably concordant. 99.96% similar between the twins. And then we looked at the results of the ancestry comparison on the websites of the various companies. And, you know, they were more different than that. I mean, they were, you know, still quite sensical, and they made a lot of sense, but they were more different than the underlying data.
And so why do we think that is?
We're a little mystified by that. I mean, you know, we do find it strange that the result of the ancestry calculations would be more different than the underlying data. Usually when one does calculations on data, one expects more concordant results than less concordant results. So we were a little mystified by that.
Now, one of the things the company reported, or one of the companies, 23andMe, reportedly said that it approaches the development of its tools with scientific rigor, but the results are statistical estimates. What would a statistical estimate of an analysis of DNA be?
Well, I mean, a statistical estimate means when they quote a particular number, they're only confident within certain bounds. And it's definitely true that the a number of the companies, particularly 23andMe, allows you to ramp up and down in terms of the confidence. And they do provide, certainly white papers and discussions of the fact that these are statistical estimates. But they're also, of course, consumer products. And, you know, particularly from twins who share the same family background, you know, they expect to see the same numbers reported on the screen, even if they're estimates.
So is it possible to accurately determine our ancestry this way, or should we be taking these products with sort of a big grain of salt?
Well, I think the companies they certainly have very good scientists in them, and they're certainly doing rigorous science. And, you know, I think that this is just the limits of what you can do. I mean, I think that, you know, you have to have a grain of salt, or you have to maybe read a couple pages to really think about the stuff properly. I think they're not really made to be the detailed granular ancestry is not really made to be consumed, without thinking about it.
And is it possible that your ancestors could come from a certain part of the world, but analyzing your DNA based on saliva is it just possible that it wouldn't reveal that?
Well, I do think depending on the different parts of the world you come from, you're going to get a somewhat different perspective from these companies. For instance, if you come from South Asia, you're going to get a very different picture of your ancestry in terms of the granularity and the uncertainty and the differences than, say, if you come from Northern Europe. And that just reflects the fact that there's many more sort of Northern Europeans in the panels of these companies. But I think in almost all cases, you know, two twins, which are identical twins, should get the same results from either of the companies, no matter where they come from.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Mark Gerstein is a professor of biomedical informatics at Yale.